It's locals only on News Talk 1590 KVTA. You might have heard on the news about a week or two ago. It's with the Beatles. It was 20 years ago today. Well, it was longer than that. But it brings back memories of Sgt. Pepper and the Summer of Love. And that's exactly what's happening at the Museum of Ventura County. Elena Brokaw, the interim CEO of the museum, is on the line right now to tell us about these big events. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, thank you for coming on the show this bright early hour of the day. Now, it's been a little longer than it was 20 years ago today. So we're talking which anniversary of the iconic Summer of Love?
50th.
Wow.
Can you believe it? 1967.
It doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
I know. Well, one of the interesting things about this whole series and set of events that we're having is one of the things we're doing is doing a call out to the community. So this can serve also as a call out to the community to come bring in your memorabilia from that time period. And I always think of the people who are coming in as being counterculture and, you know, renegades and rebels. And I mean, honestly, it's a 50-year anniversary. So the people that are coming in are retired, you know.
Wow, yeah.
It's really remarkable, but it's a fantastic way to get people to go digging through their closets and remember that time.
No kidding. And it's funny because one time I went to a 60s party, and I grew up in New York, and the 60s for my parents was very conservative and well dressed, and so I, you know, I had the coif and the, you know, the little pumps and the bone colored shoes, the whole bit. And I show up and everybody's in love beads and tie dye, and I was like, wow, we really have different ideas.
Yeah, well, you know, San Francisco, ground zero for the Summer of Love, so and we're just bringing a little bit of it down here to Southern California.
Cool deal. Now, as it's the Museum of Ventura County is downtown by the Mission, right?
It's across the street from the Mission. Yes, right. It's now, right next to Mission Park.
So now these events that are happening, is it just kind of going on all summer long, the remembrances of the anniversary, or is it certain events on certain dates? How do you guys have this set up?
Okay, so we're doing a lot. We basically are celebrating the Summer of Love all throughout June, July, and August with a series of events, concerts, lectures, movies, and I'll go into those in detail. The exhibits, we're turning our museum into two, or parts of our museum into two exhibits about the Summer of Love.
Okay.
One is called Suddenly Last Summer, and it's actually about the Manson family.
Whoa.
And yes, which has a big link to Ventura County, which I am not going to tell you or your listeners about, because I want you to come in and take a look at it. It's going to be creepy and interesting and thought-provoking, so we're excited about that. And the other exhibit is called Tune In, Drop Out.
There you go.
And that will incorporate a call out to the community for their memorabilia, which we're very excited about. So those are the exhibits.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
No. I was, when people bring by their memorabilia, are they going to get it back? Because I know that's, some people are
very
you know, particular.
Yes. We are not calling for donations.
Okay.
We're actually asking people to come in and curate their own little space if they want to.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, so we have these 16 kind of mini galleries is what we're looking at it as. They're pretty small. They're bigger than cubbies, but not much bigger. And we're inviting people to come in. I think we have about 11, maybe 9 of them reserved so far. But people should call in, and they can call the museum 653-0323. Say they're interested in curating a cubby for the Summer of Love, and we will hook them up.
Oh, that is awesome. Oh, I can't wait to see those.
Well, this is your museum. This, the Museum of Ventura County, this is all about our community, our history, our present, our future. So we love doing this kind of thing where we bring people in to express themselves.
That's so cool. Now, the movies, I'm so excited about this because I am a huge Jan and Dean fan. and you guys have the Tammy Show as one of your flicks.
That one has actually already happened, unfortunately. Yes, it was on June 3rd. Fantastic event with the director there, and drawing in a whole new audience, younger people than have traditionally come to this museum. So that was a wonderful exhibit, but showing. But it's not the only one, so you didn't miss everything. We are showing the Monterey Pop International Festival concert, because that happened in 1967 on June 17th. And we're, let's see, that's it's a Saturday and it's at 7 p.m. Okay. So we would love for people to come down here and have a community experience around that video, that film. And then I'll just keep on going. We've got a bunch of events in July and August. On July 2nd, that's the first Sunday in July, and that's traditionally our free first Sunday. And so it is that again, and we're showing, and I remember this, Herbie the Love Bug.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, remember that? I think it was, what's his name, Dean?
Yeah, I could see his face, and he was in every Disney movie.
All those Disney movies, exactly. The Shaggy Dog, all of those.
Oh, that's going to...
So that, we really are looking forward to having kids and families come down, and they can put out blankets, and that'll be really fun. And then our big kind of celebration, our central celebration, is going to be on Saturday, July 8th. It'll be a big community party. It will be the official opening of those two exhibits that I talked about. We're going to have a VW car show, like in keeping with Herbie the Love Bug. We're going to have two tribute bands, food trucks, a lot of kids activities, a lot of adult activities going on throughout the museum. That is going to be a great afternoon event.
Oh, that's
celebrating
cool.
our community.
Because I know a lot of people, I mean, 4th of July week that week, and they're going to be in town and just let the party continue, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Because the museum will be open on the 4th of July, too.
Yeah, exactly. How apropos for the summer of love, just keeping that party rolling.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to recreate it. And then on July 22nd, we're showing the Woodstock documentary. So we have another community experience of that concert.
Wow.
And then next week, we're showing In the Heat of the Night, which was the Academy Award winner in 1967. So another great opportunity to see a movie in an experience that you can't see it in anymore. You know, you can watch it at home, but to watch it in a group experience.
Exactly. So you got to see films on the big screen, right?
The way they were intended to be seen. Yes. With popcorn. Come on. With real popcorn.
Cool. Yay.
Then in August, okay, and I'll just keep on going. In August, we have Fito de la Parra of Canned Heat. So I was, the team was talking to me about this, and I said, I've heard of Canned Heat, but I've never heard anything by them. And they said, oh, yes, you have.
Oh, yeah, you have.
You have.
Wow, that's going to be what date is that?
That's on August 10th.
August 10th.
And he's going to come, and he's going to talk about his experiences and the music industry then, the music industry now. It should be fantastic.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's funny because a lot of kids now, my daughter has friends who are starting their own band, and they showed me their instruments. It's basically on a little computer box. And
right.
they program it, you know. I mean, it's got, they program the whole orchestra into it, but it's just... It's funny, and you can just do that and put it up on YouTube. But back in the day, man, you didn't have that.
Right. I know. Well, we are in the midst of such change. None of us really has any idea what we're in for. I guess somebody does, but not me. I don't.
Not
anyway.
Me, yeah.
And it's one of the reasons I love working at this museum, because it gives you a grounding where you go, okay, that was the past. I mean, you know, we always want to learn from our past and how it affects us today and how to create a better future. So I love this kind of thing.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. You got to know where you came from so you know where you're going.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So the Museum of Ventura County is in downtown Ventura, like you said, right across from the mission, the San Buenaventura Mission. What are the hours and how much does it cost to get in?
Hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
Admission is free for members.
Yay.
We always love to have members. For non-members, an adult is $5. A kid under five is free.
Nice.
Seniors are $2, so it's very, very, very reasonable. We keep the prices low because we want people to be coming in.
Absolutely.
The door.
And it probably would be a good thing to be a member. I mean, you don't have to be, but it's cool because you've got one of my favorite things and my kids' favorite things is the, I just blanked on his name. George Stewart. George Stewart. They look like miniature people. It's like science fiction-y realistic.
It's remarkable. They are a remarkable attribute that we have. It's an incredible collection that we have here in the museum.
Yes.
George Stewart is a local artist, and he creates these quarter-size figures based on, you know, actual figures in history. And they're incredible, and then the way that they're exhibited and displayed is also really thought-provoking, and it tells you, it goes deep into history in a way that, you know, maybe we didn't in high school, but I've forgotten it all. So it's a great reminder.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and plus there are also exhibitions. There's paintings, and you've got the Chumash Room, and there's just so much there. You said, it is our museum. It's the Museum of Ventura County. Let's give the phone number and the website, Elena, if we could.
Sure. It's 653-0323. And the website is venturamuseum.org.
Awesome. Hey, peace out, man. No, I don't think they said peace out. They said, yo, peace. No, they didn't even say yo. It's been so long.
I don't know. We're definitely demonstrating that we were not alive or cognizant in 1967. We don't know even what to say. I don't know. Cool.
Peace. Cool.
Cool. I'm sure they were saying cool.
There you go. If I thought hard enough, I could remember what I said back then, but it's too early in the morning. Elena Brokaw, interim CEO of the Ventura Museum. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. This has been fun.
Absolutely.